evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 25th of September. My God, I can hardly believe it. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Very miserable day here in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. Very rainy and ugly. And I spent much of the day in bed. As I mentioned to you, I have been feeling well the last few days. But I'll tell you what, I'm feeling much, much better now. I'm sorry to relate that to those of you out there who wish me ill. And there are many who do. Well, I had a very interesting conversation earlier this evening with a friend of mine, a very wise old gentleman, and we were talking about the economic consequences of what's going on here in the world. And as I pointed out to him, as I pointed out to you, I don't know much about economics. In fact, I shouldn't even say I don't know anything about economics. I don't know anything about finance. I never took an economics or a finance course in my life. I can just about add, subtract, multiply, and divide. So I could not talk with any authority whatsoever about what's going on with this proposed bailout. But as I said to my friend, I said, you know, I know what it is. I know what's going on here. I know that the taxpayers are being ripped off by the same gang of vultures who've been ripping us off since 1913. And, yes, we're talking about these international Jewish banking houses. And, yes, they proudly proclaim themselves to be international Jewish banking houses. The Lehman Brothers, there's a book, Our Crowd, The Great Jewish Families of New York. You can get that book, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the history of Lehman Brothers. And, of course, AIG, which is the brainchild of Maurice Greenberg. You know, just a whole gang of thieves. So I knew there was something amiss. Didn't quite know exactly what was going on. But you know what, folks? I got a very interesting call this evening after that telephone call. And a gentleman who called me, very well-known individual, and I'll tell you who it is in a minute, very, very smart fellow. He more or less summarized it as this, and if I don't have his summary correct, please forgive me, but I'll refer you to some information as to where you can get all the facts and the figures. Basically, what he said is going to happen is this, that the U.S. taxpayers are going to bail out these vultures. These vultures are going to convert their cash that they get out of this into Swiss francs, into gold, and as he put it, head for the hills. And then the U.S. economy, when all is said and done, is going to end up pretty much like Weimar Germany. The Rothschilds are paying off their troops, is the way he put it. And I think this is pretty much, but of course it's the U.S. taxpayers' money that is going to do it. And we're going to be left holding the bag. And all these big boys and girls on Wall Street, they're going to run away with all these billions supplied by the taxpayers. And then the American people are going to get hit. Yeah, I think that's pretty much an accurate down-to-the-wire assessment of the situation. And, you know, this person who told me this has been saying this for a long, long time. And if you have any doubt about it, I would refer you to his website, IamTheWitness.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I got a call this evening from Daryl Bradford Smith. You know, if you're a long-time listener to this show, you know that Daryl and I had some roustabouts, so to speak. But as we all figured out, in the end, it was the poisonous behavior of the very perverse Eric Hufschmidt who got in the middle there and stirred things up between Daryl and I and between Christopher Boleyn and I. And then, well, things have come full circle, and I am pleased to say I was delighted to get that call from Daryl Bradford Smith. We talked for about 45 minutes, and, you know, it was a good feeling. When I realized it was Daryl calling, I just laughed, and he laughed, and I said, well, Daryl, this is a surprise, and I have to say a pleasant one. And as I say, we had a good conversation. And I'm going to be a guest on Daryl's program on Saturday morning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and
it's
overwhelmed
a fact.
By
since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I think my clock is a little bit off here, and I may have run over talking to you, so I just wanted to reiterate what I was saying before I went to the break. Yes, I had a very nice conversation with Daryl Bradford Smith, someone who had sent me an email evidently, I don't know what the story is, but anyway, evidently someone talked to Daryl and said, hey, he thought it would be great if we'd talk again, and Daryl called me, and I appreciated that. We had a very entertaining chat. I had forgotten how entertaining Daryl really is. Great guy to talk to off the air, and we shared some war stories and talked about some of the events going on in the world today, which I don't need to tell you about. You're living it just as Daryl and I are living it, just as all of us are living it, as victims of these vultures, these vampires, these vipers. So, in any case, I am going to be appearing on Daryl's broadcast. He's going to be calling me at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and if you guys know me, those of you who know me know I'm not a morning person, but I'm making a point of getting it up good and early on Saturday so I can be prepared for Daryl's program. In any case, that having been said, that was a very nice, very glad to hear from Daryl. As I say, we both kind of chuckled when he called. I don't know if I got this out earlier, but when Daryl called, I chuckled and I said, well, I said, this is a surprise, but a pleasant one. Well, nice to know things have come full circle there. In any event, this whole bailout situation here, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I told you the story about the 83-year-old woman I know who's living in a camper. You know, she was too proud to go to her family to bail her out, and they sold her home out to pay for her oil bills and her back real estate taxes. Couldn't have been much. If I'd have known about it, I'd have tried to put up a couple $100s, as I know the rest of her extended family would. And she has a very big family, and we could have all probably together. She's a relative of an in-law of mine. I imagine between our several families, we could have probably saved this lady's home, but she was too proud. But, of course, she's not going to have Wall Street come to bail her out. No. Well, I suppose there's a lot I could talk about here. I'm shuffling some papers in front of me, but I've already got some calls lined up, so I think I'm just going to go to the calls. The number here, as you know, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm moving a little slow here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, mentally slow, that is. As I say, I haven't been feeling well, but I am alive, which is much more than 4,000 American men and women can say who were murdered by President George W. Bush, war criminal Bush, in that insane war in Iraq. Well, I tell you what, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. He's already lined up here with us. Dave, come on up. Dave, are you there?
Michael?
Dave, I thought John Loftus came and took you away.
Oh, okay. You know, I can't really talk for long. I'm at work, Michael, but I just wanted to tell you this because you'll get a kick out of this, and I guess everybody else will too, but, you know, talking about this financial meltdown and everything, Eustace Mullins was on Rick Adams' show last spring, and I called in, and just out of a sense of fairness, because, you know, I'm like you, I like to have a sense of fairness and everything, I don't like to be unfair, but I asked Mr. Mullins, I says, Mr. Mullins, is it fair to characterize the international banksters as the Jewish international banksters? I says, are there some non-Jewish international banksters? And if there is, could you name me the most prominent one? And Eustace Mullins' repartee right back to me was Albert Einstein. Interpreted that was Mr. Mullins' way of telling me that a stupid question gets a stupid
question. And, you know, it's funny, I can hear Eustace saying that, too.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, not all international bankers are Jewish, but most of the major international banks historically have been largely in the hands of Jewish families, and those that haven't been have been working closely with those major international Jewish banks. That's a fact. I mean, you know, it's something you can't get away from. People don't like to discuss it. People find it uncomfortable. Of course, they say it's anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic and conspiracy theorizing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sorry to say it isn't. So there you go. All right, Dave, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Michael.
Did you have anything else, Dave? I know you got to run.
Yeah, I better get off, Michael. I just wanted to tell you that, you know.
All right, real good.
Yeah,
all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one thing, I did get a very interesting email from one of our listeners, and he brought some information, he or she brought some information, I guess he brought some information to me that came as somewhat of a surprise. You know, last evening in the closing minutes of the program, Cage from Indiana made some very interesting and pointed remarks about Chuck Baldwin's Constitution Party campaign vis-a-vis Bob Barr's campaign. Well, this listener sent me an email pointing out that, you know, Ralph Nader, who is also running as an independent, has had some very tough words for Israel and the Israeli lobby. But I'm sorry to say, it turns out that if you read some of the things that Chuck Baldwin has written, I have to vociferously disagree with Chuck Baldwin's position vis-a-vis Israel. In fact, he He has written that the United States, and I'm paraphrasing here, ladies and gentlemen, you can read his writings for yourself, but he says that he scores the United States for holding Israel back and suggests that the United States has kind of bossed poor little Israel around. Well, folks, I don't believe that, and just on the basis of what Chuck Baldwin has written in this particular regard, I would have to cancel out any previous support that I may have implied or even stated in favor of Chuck Baldwin's campaign. It was a real disappointment to read that, because I've heard nothing but very, very good things about Chuck Baldwin from a lot of people, but having read what he has written in this context, it's hardly any different. If anything, it's even worse, perhaps, than some of the things we're getting out of John McCain. So I wish Chuck Baldwin well, but I hope that he reassesses what he has to say. But as I say, I cannot endorse Chuck Baldwin. What an election! What an election, ladies and gentlemen. What an election. My God. All right. We have, let's see, we're going to a break here in about a minute or so, but I'm going to go ahead and bring, we have Carl calling from Canada. I'm going to bring Carl up. We'll hold you over the break, Carl.
Yeah, how are you doing
tonight? How you doing tonight, Carl?
Well, a couple things. My friend's mother has the book you sent, and she's reading it. She loves it. We discussed
okay.
it over the phone. They're supposed to bring it to me when they come visit me in a few days. But we were discussing it over the phone. As I said before, I've been in discussion with some of the Iranian media, and maybe I know somebody there that might be interested to get a copy of your book, too, and maybe they can pass it on to some of the government officials that have been looking into my case. Maybe they can bring up the trafficking case and what happened to him and the Jewish influence, and maybe they can expose this thing too, you know, because it will
yeah,
be...
I have some contacts over there. I'll make a point of making sure that the copies of the book are sent in the right direction over there.
Yeah, if I could...
Incidentally, I just got an email from a friend of Jim Trafficant's. Jim has not yet received the copy of the book that I sent to him, Jim Trafficant.
How long ago was that?
You know, it could very well be that it's still floating around out there in that benevolent U.S. postal system, but I have a pretty good bet that they'll decide that the material is inflammatory and they can't let it in the hands of an inflammatory guy like Jim Trafficant.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I heard something about the Bureau of Prisons, because I was in the prison system, too. I know when I was in the prison system just before I was released, they were going into the prison libraries and removing any religious book that would basically degrade or speak about another religion, anything that wasn't correct, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think they might be doing it with the political books, too, any book that kind of, you know, speaks out against, you know, anybody that it's not politically correct. They might try not to let it in the prison.
Oh, I know over the years, American Free Press and before at the Spotlight and the Barnes Review, we've gotten copies of the newspapers and the magazines sent back to us with notations from various prisons, state, local, federal, saying that this material cannot be circulated within the prison because of this reason or that reason,
yep.
You know, and it's a... you know, racist material or hate literature or this or that, you know, and some of the things that they have pointed out, apparently they have some censor that goes through suspect material.
Yeah.
You know, of course, they let Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report into the prisons, and I can't think of anything more inflammatory than those publications, but that's my
editorial. I was reading something recently in the paper up here talking about how in the prison libraries in the U.S., they're going through all the shelves and removing any book, you know, that's considered to be inflammatory.
Well, that would be just about every book ever written. Carl, hang on there for the break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. Give us a call here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org. Kind of interesting. You can check it out for yourselves, folks. In today's New York Times article says, Western lawyers say Iraq discarded due process in Hussein trial. Basically, folks, to summarize a rather long, complicated story, the bottom line of it is that there are lawyers, Western lawyers, who are saying that the case was fixed against Saddam Hussein, and the United States let it happen. Well, that's no surprise, ladies and gentlemen, but isn't it interesting, after Saddam Hussein was judicially murdered by a kangaroo court in Iraq, now they come out and say, well, yes, he was railroaded. So, you know, if they can do it to Saddam Hussein, one of the most progressive leaders of the Middle East, yes, he was a dictator, but a very progressive, forward-looking leader who held together a nation that was very much divided in many ways. If they can do it to Saddam Hussein, if they can do it to Jim Traficant, they can do it to Carl in Canada, and they did it to Carl in Canada. Carl, I just wanted to insert that there while you happen to be aboard with us, because as I say, you know, people just don't realize that these kind of things happen until it actually happens to them. And and your whole story, which is told at freecarl.com, is a really wild and crazy story. Not crazy in the sense that you're crazy, but it's crazy to realize that this is the kind of stuff that actually goes on in in our quote-unquote democratic West.
Yeah, I got on the website chronological timeline of events, the way they unfolded according to the facts, not the way they unfolded according to the government.
Right,
exactly. Read the two stories, what the government said and then what I have, you know, backed with evidence, and compare the two, and you'll see there's something wrong. You know, an untrained eye might not see the problem, but if you look at it and then look at the timeline, look at the dates, and look
at
what...
Carl, did you write that?
No, I had friends put it together.
Well, it's very well done. It's very easy. It's very easy on the eyes. It's very easy to understand. It's not, you know, a lot of times over the years, I've seen people try to tell people who have been in similar positions to yours, not exactly your particular, but I mean people who have been railroaded or people who have been caught up in the system, and they often tend to get bogged down in trying to sound legalistic and trying to you know, cite cases and things like this, and the whole story gets lost.
Yeah.
But your story is very well told on that website.
Yeah. And it's written in a way where it can't be misinterpreted because some it goes into depth in some of the words, and it goes puts emphasis on some of the things, so it can't be misconstrued by somebody who's totally ignorant.
No, as I say, it's very, very well done. Yeah, very well done.
I had a couple friends write it, and, you know, I'm working on some more. It's also going to be translated into Spanish because the website is in French and English right now, but I'm working on Spanish. I got to get somebody to upload it, as well as Russian, Arabic, Chinese, and maybe two other languages. You know, I want six major languages of the world for it to be
in. Good for you. If there's anybody out there that can help you, I would encourage them to, I guess they can contact you, care of the website.
Yeah, because the website has my contact information, and anyone can call me here and leave a message for me at the detention center, and if I have money on my phone card, I can call them back, you know. The number is, you know, on the website. I can give it out over the radio. I mean, I don't know what good that would
be. Yeah, go ahead if you want to give the number out, Carl. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's 450 area code. The number is 661-4267. And, you know, they will answer the phone in French, but most of the people answering the phone speak English or Russian or, you know, French and English and several other languages. So, you know, they will pretty much relay a message to me. And then if I have money on my phone card, I will call back, you know.
I imagine there's somebody out there. I mean, we have a lot of listeners who don't call in, and we have listeners all over the world. I'm sure there's somebody out there who probably can do some translating for you, and I'm sure they'd be glad to do it to help you out.
Yeah, but, you know, I said I'm going on to the foreign media, and I'm going to other foreign media with this story because I want this hypocrisy exposed. I don't want to see this happen to anybody else, and I don't want to see the government getting away with doing things like this, you know. To people,
yeah, well, you know, it just—I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you know, I tell you, the funny thing is, you know, funny is not the word here.
Yeah, I believe what it says in the Bible, where the evil that people do, it will come back on them. Their own evil and their own weapons will come back against them. Will be used against them. I'm just trying to help, you know, bring what's in the darkness to the light. Do my part and make sure that, you know, things come back on them and help speed things up, you know.
Well, what a damn shame, though, that you've had to deal with things as you've had to deal with them, you know. And like I say, so many people don't realize that this is happening. But it's in my experience, I have had personal friends who've gotten involved. You know, I had a personal friend in the town where I grew up who he got involved in a minor political scuffle with some people over some zoning matters.
Yeah.
And then later, when he happened to get in a personal altercation with another person, they turned that into a criminal event, so to speak, and he actually had to spend some time in jail. And the only reason he went to jail was not because of this crime that he did not commit, but because of his previous political problem. So that's how it works.
Well,
all right, Carl, listen, we have that break coming up here. I got to move on, but always good to hear from you, Carl.
Okay.
Yeah, check that website out, ladies and gentlemen, freecarl.com. And if there's anything you can do to help Carl, do it, because you could be in his position sometime, folks. Not a nice thought, but things happen, so to speak. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the American military swooped down on Wall Street and locked up all those traders right down there at the stock exchange? Maybe what they need to do is just flood it and throw in a couple electric appliances. Flood the place and throw in a couple electric appliances and let them swim to safety. Yeah, really, folks. What a bad gang. Talking about law and order or no law and no order. Washington Post reports today a military prosecutor involved in war crimes cases at Guantanamo Bay has quit his position, citing ethical concerns about his office's failure to turn over exculpatory material to attorneys for an Afghan detainee scheduled to go to trial. Exculpatory material, ladies and gentlemen, that's evidence or material indicating someone's innocence. So here, one of our own Army Lieutenant Colonels, Daryl Vandeveld, a reservist, filed a declaration with a military court laying out his concerns about the case and procedures in the military prosecutor's office. Over and over again, folks, we see this whole Bush crime network violating the principles of the Constitution. And this is the president of the party that proclaims itself for country first. They don't say America first. Isn't that interesting? Country first. You know why they don't say America first? They don't say America first because that phrase America first is considered anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, pro-Hitler. There were hundreds of thousands, no, millions of Americans who supported the America First Committee, which said that the United States had no business getting involved in a war in Europe. That's right, folks, about 90%. Keep this in mind when you hear Jim Mars yakking about the Nazis taking over America. 90%, according to polls at the time, if you believe the polls, 90% of the American people said, no, we shouldn't go to war against Adolf Hitler. Now, by virtue of what we hear coming out of the mouth of Jim Mars, and I'm sorry to say from so many patriot broadcasters, one would think then that those 90% of the American people were all pro-Nazi. Think about it, folks. 90% of the American people. John Kennedy and his brother were supporters of the America First Committee. Interesting. All right, well, that having been said, we're going to go back to the phones. And we have, again, Cage from Indiana, who called in at the tail end of the show last night. Cage, come on up.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to raise the issue again since we have some time.
Let me ask you, did you hear my reference earlier to your call tonight?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, good. Yeah, we'll continue, Cage. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to point out, I did last night, I think it's pretty important to point out, Baldwin can't even win enough votes for the Electoral College. He's not on the ballot in Texas, California, New York, Pennsylvania, and a half dozen other states with large electoral. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. What I honestly believe, Mike, I still do. I've been a veteran in this struggle for a while, since I was 12 years old, and I got to tell you, I think we can still impact. I mean, no matter how slimy these politicians are, if they see some type of impact, people that are voting against the war, voting against these free trade amendments, and you know, more neutrality in the Middle East, if they see that, it's going to influence their vote just as much as the money will.
Oh, I agree with that. Absolutely, yes. I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
So we got to come to a consensus of some sort, or else we're going to see 10% third parties, and they're all splitting up the vote. That's ridiculous.
I agree with you, and, you know, as I say, since we talked last evening, and then I got this email today, and I'm glad I didn't get around to really going through my emails, but I'm glad I got that one open, because it filled in a blank for me about Chuck Baldwin that I didn't know about, and it kind of goes along. No, I shouldn't say it kind of goes along. It goes along precisely with what you were talking about last night. So,
right.
So yeah, there's a, if I appeared to have endorsed Chuck Baldwin in any way, I want to make it clear that I don't endorse Chuck Baldwin. Very, very much so. That doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying. I don't endorse Chuck Baldwin. And, you know, again, you know, I have no brief for Bob Barr, either for him or against him. I've heard good things about him. I've heard bad things about him.
Right.
But I the argument that you made, or as I read it, as you suggested, that because he is on the ballot in so many states, that it would seem from a strategic standpoint to vote for one candidate who is on many, many ballots and who could have perhaps have the most impact. And I think you're right about that.
Man, Mike, there's no doubt. And I'm just calling on your audience to at least keep an open mind. Hey, Bob's got his fault. Man, you know what? I even hear there's questions about his lineage and so forth. And you know what? I don't care. He's against the war. He wants to negotiate with Russia. He wants to rearrange our so-called trade agreements that we have. He wants to curb illegal immigration. I mean, he wants us to keep our guns. And whether it's just rhetoric or he actually believes in it, it's irrelevant at this point.
Yes, I agree with you. Really, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, hey, man, let's just keep the conscience up on that. I think it's kind of crucial. He's already reached the $1 million mark, and he said that he's going to actually advertise nationally. And that's something that Dr. Paul's campaign failed to do. They left it to the grassroots, and they did a great job. But, man, he could have been advertising on the three news networks. He could have been advertising nationally and really got his message across.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that's what Pat Buchanan failed to do back in Time Flies When You're Having Fun. I guess it was in 2000. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Cage. And like I say, I'm sure Chuck Baldwin's a fine man. I've never heard anything but good things about him. But
right.
From a strategic standpoint, a vote for Chuck Baldwin is not a vote for political impact.
Rock and roll, Mike, man. I just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, I'm glad you called back in, Cage. Appreciate it.
All right.
It. Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of people out there aren't going to like that, but that's just the way it is. All right, let's go to Keith in Indiana. Keith, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Keith? What's going on?
Not bad. Bunch of fast ones. Firstly, I think it's a waste of time to talk about an election, a vote, or anything else. Chuck Baldwin's a Baptist. I had a book that was out of print in 1972. There were over 200 types of Baptists at that time. It's filled with Masons, just like the Senate is and the presidency.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean Chuck Baldwin is a Mason, but
no,
yeah.
But he doesn't worship the God of Israel. He worships the universal Jesus. That's the wrong God. But what I called to say about, you mentioned IamTheWitness.com. I suggest people go there. I printed out every book on his website.
A lot of good stuff up on that website.
Well, if you want to start, get the Synagogue of Satan.
Great book.
Yes, now that's a good condensed summary of how the Rothschilds... I mean, these people were worth $300 billion in the early 1800s.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
In the world went to them for financing.
That's
you read
right.
Arnold Leasey, they formed joint stock corporations where they controlled the majority shares. That's how they were able to take over the world. They had to
yeah,
do everything
there's a,
by
there's
bonds.
A very good book up there on Daryl's site at IamTheWitness.com called, I believe it's called, The Green Dragon.
Yes, I've got that one.
And that book, I'll tell you what, I tried to get a copy of that book a long, long time ago, and I wasn't able to get my hands on it. But I was so glad Daryl put that up there because that book shows how the Rothschilds got into the American economy through the financing of the railroads, through some of these, so some of these big American families that made their money in the railroad business, they were actually financed by the Rothschilds.
They were commissioned agents. They were front men, but it's the Red Dragon. But don't be deceived. They left
oh, it's the Red Dragon? Is that the name of the book?
Yeah, they left
the
out
Red
the
Dragon.
Second part. But the third part, you know, he's close. He's talking about the dragon of Revelation being this money power. It's not. The dragon's defined in Revelation. That's Satan himself. So is the, that's the Antichrist.
Right. Yeah, I mean there will be yeah, there is a lot of theological material in that particular book which you could agree or disagree with it, but as far as the facts about the economy and the Rothschild influence and so forth, that's
exactly.
Absolutely correct. Yeah.
Yeah, the first section, but also Elizabeth Dilling. Now that's a good read because she does a good exposé on the Talmud.
Absolutely.
Judaism is polytheistic. They worship spirits in water, in trees. I called up another one of your hosts and made a comment about Christmas. You know, and then this guy called back right, oh, no, the Christmas tree, that started with Martin Luther. That was just to celebrate the birth. That's not true. That goes back to Nimrod. Go to Stephen Quayle, Quayle.com. Listen to his talk about Gilgamesh. And about Nimrod, you go back to 11. That was the first.
Well,
time
you know, I tell you what, you know, the bottom line of it is Christmas or not. You know, the bottom line of it is so much of what we celebrate in Christianity and in so many other faiths. You can dig back, you know, many thousands of years and find a lot of parallels. So I don't think it's really relevant one way or another. I mean,
well, it is only in this way it's relevant. Did God say it's good or it's evil? You see, he absolutely said it's evil. I mean, do you want salvation or not? Do you want to go the way of the heathen or not? Do you want to
well,
come out
you know,
of it?
Keith, I understand your point, but I tell you what, I got a lot of little nieces and nephews, and they like Christmas morning. And I don't think when they get up and Santa Claus has left them some gifts under the trees, and I don't think they're being consigned to hell.
But don't you think the devil would say that he doesn't want you to know what you're doing? He just wants to deceive you. Do you think it's good to lie to your children from the beginning? So when they're four, they find out there's no Santa Claus. Oh, Daddy and Mommy lied to me. Oh, I'm confused. It isn't even that. It's more than that. There are customs that Christ gave to us.
Keith, I understand your point of view. Believe me, I understand where you're coming from. But I guess my point is this, that you know, we already have so many battles to fight. It's difficult enough to even just talk about the Middle East and find people to come together because there's so many different interpretations coming from so many different points.
Let me address that. You see, when I started hearing the truth of God is when I stopped interpreting. When he says it, I just believe it. He said, I'm not sent, but I'm the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You see, I believe that. I'm of the house of Israel. I think you are, too. I can tell you some people on your show who aren't. Alan Stang, Mark Glenn, John Stattmiller, they're not Israelites. They couldn't hear. You could hear. You're Irish. You're Celto-Saxon, Saxon, Isaacson. And Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Well, I know some people that don't think that the Irish are white people.
But you know what? Every Irishman I know who's of a pure race blushes red. Look up the word Adam. Just look up the word Adam. Those who blush red. We're the only people on the earth that do that. We're only about 8% of the world's population. But yeah, there's 500 million to 700 million. I can't count exactly. I looked at the populations. I don't know how far mixed we are. Every time I turn around, one of my brethren's marrying somebody else outside his race. You know that's the most talked about sin in the Bible? It's in Hosea 4. It's in Daniel 9. It's twice in Jeremiah 2.
I'm part American Indian on my mother's side, so I guess I am a product of that. I had no control over it.
Are you Cherokee? Are you Shawnee?
I have no idea because that side of the family died off very young, a very, very long time ago, and my family on that side were very, very poor people. And a lot of those people are buried in unmarked graves. I don't even know their
names. Let me give you this last one. There's over 200 sites of ancient Hebrews being in America. There was a copper mine out in Minnesota 3,000 years ago at the time of Solomon. Most of the tribes east of the Mississippi were descendants of Hopewells. They were descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. The question is, do you blush red, Michael? You
show very much so.
Well, then you're an Israelite.
All right.
Despite the fact, all right?
All right, well, then I got one up on Abe Foxman.
Well, he's not an Israelite. They call themselves Jews. But remember in Isaiah 62 when he said he'd leave the name Israel accursed for you? In the Psalm, the 83rd Psalm, when the conspiracy was removed, the holy name of Israel? We were going to be called by a new name, and we were going to be moved to the north and the west. That's Europe. I've got a great book. It shows you all the heraldry.
I got to move on here, but I'll tell you this much: if you're right, I'm going to claim out some nice beachfront property in Israel.
Well, I tell you what: if you find the truth, lay hold of it, and take the Bible seriously, he's going to build a highway and move you there.
I hope I can take all my books along with me. All right,
yeah.
Keith, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring up Art from Pennsylvania. Art, we're going to the break here, but if necessary, we'll hold you over. Art, come on up.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Art. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to bring up some insight in the mortgage-backed bailout.
I got those emails you sent me. I haven't had time to look at them. I want to print them out and really study them, but I appreciate you sending them. So.
Yeah, take your time on them.
Go ahead. You were going to make a point.
I used to work in New York City at 40 Rector Street at Mortgage Back Clearing Corporation, and it was managed by Dennis Dirks. Right now it's called Depository Trust Clearing Corporation, DTCC.com, run by Joe Constantine. This system is the trading system for all the mortgages in the United States. It's a very huge system, bigger than the New York Stock Exchange. It's every mortgage in the U.S., and this is where we're seeing all the crises going on. I worked there back in around 87, 88, in that time frame. What happened was J.P. Morgan, at that point it was Chemical Bank, Chase Chemical Bank, had the trading system, and they were a trading partner dealing with mortgage-backed securities. The SEC ruled that they had to separate that. So as a result, they created the Mortgage-Backed Clearing Corporation to do this, to be the trading system. And then all the well, the people we're talking about now, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, all of them were the trading partners on the system. The people we were working with to cut it over, the four executives, year after I left, I read in the Wall Street Journal, they all went to jail for fraud, okay? All right. There was one day I was in there, and basically...
Hey, Art, we are going to the break. Hang on there. Let me interrupt your thought there so you can continue uninterrupted after the break.
You got
it. All right, folks, we are going to the break. Stay tuned. Getting an inside scoop from Art calling from Pennsylvania. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just to remind you, I'll be on Daryl Bradford Smith's program tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Time at IamTheWitness.com. Okay, Art from Pennsylvania. Art, continue. Very interesting.
Okay, let me explain the system real quick, just two quick points to it. The Depository Trust Clearing Corporation, and we can see it, DTCC.com, is the trading system which caused this meltdown. That's the trading system all these people are using. The way it works is each partner on that system there, to become a partner to trade, signs an agreement that if one of the partners goes down, then they proportionately share his losses. So, for instance, when Lehman Brothers goes down the tubes, all the other partners on that mortgage-backed securities trading system have to share that loss. So if one goes down, they can take them all of them down like a chain reaction like we're seeing here. The other thing, when they trade these mortgage-backed securities, basically what they do is they block together, you know, prime mortgages, subprime mortgages, and they trade it as a block. They do not allocate a composite credit rating on each one of those mortgage trading instruments, and they could easily do it. So what it means is, for instance, Goldman Sachs might sell you a mortgage security instrument that has 99% prime lender, you know, prime borrowers, and maybe 1% subprime. Morgan Stanley might sell another trading instrument has 2% subprime lenders. So what happens is they start trading these commodities back and forth, and you can imagine over time it's like trade in hot potato. Eventually, you know, it's basically going to wind down to itself to basically create the mess that we're seeing now. It could be very easily set up that they basically allocate credit risk, just like you get bond ratings and credit ratings on each one of those mortgage-backed instruments, proportionally how much subprime debt they have in each one that's being traded. But they don't do that, and that's intentional. And here's what I saw. When I was back in 87, what happened is I was working there in the transition from making this trading system when it was broken off from Chemical Bank, now J.P. Morgan. Dennis Dirks was running it, and basically in late February of 87, one of the mob goons out of New York City walked up to him. They asked all of us IT folks, and then the mob got the trading system. And to this day, you call up Depository Trust, they gave control of that trading system to Arthur Anderson Consulting, now called Accenture, the same ones who basically broke down Enron, the same ones who basically won the U.S. visit program for the Department of Homeland Security that has reported a $15 billion loss by the Government Accounting Office, and they're the same ones running this trading system.
Isn't that lovely?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
and no one's, and
it's,
you hear,
basically, yeah, it's basically, you know, they're passing it around and ripping everybody off in the process of doing it.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, if you want a solution to it, regardless of what they do, they need to have a risk assignment to each one of those mortgage securities, which they could easily do, but they don't do it because they're trying to defraud each other. You know, basically pass the hot potato back and forth to each other. And eventually, you know, with the derivatives they have set up with the trading and all this, you see what happened. We see the $700 billion bailout.
And we're paying for it.
Right. Now, one thing I want to say about, you know, this is Accenture is part of the Chicago outfit, okay, if you look at it real close. They were the same ones involved with the scandal with the meltdown of waste management system. And if you look real close at who runs the Chicago outfit from a book he wrote, Supermob.
Exactly.
Right. It's obvious from reading Supermob, the Brosnans control to the Chicago outfit, and they also control Canada, where Carl is. I feel sorry for him going up to a government that's run by the mob. We're partially run by the mob. Canada's totally run by the mob.
Well, I tell you what, in just a few short minutes, you filled us in on some very pertinent details about why we are where we are today, and now it's getting a little scarier. All right, Art, thanks for a very interesting call. That's scary, folks. It's the super mob that runs things, and you know who they are. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. See you here Monday night, God willing. Check out IamTheWitness.com. Good stuff up there, folks.
Let me tell you why